This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on Dr. Dahlia. You should be too old for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So show me the money. Show me the money. I want to know what my tax refund is going to be. I don't think I'm going to get that much money comes back. You know, 1 year we owed. I don't know why we owed. But I think it was, we had one accountant where his wife was doing the books. And she wasn't the CPA like he was. And so I found an error. And I said, look, our income wasn't this. Our income was this. And he's like, oh, my bad. He was like off by like $20,000. And I think that was the same year that we owed more in taxes, because that's probably how I found out, because he said we made more than we did. I'm like, we didn't make that. If we did, can I buy a new car? It was kind of a lot of money. And it sucked. It really sucked to have to owe money. So we have done our taxes such that we overpay. I don't think that's the best economic thing to do. I think it's better for you to keep your money. I think it's better for you to put in a bond that's 7.1%. Or it's better for you to invest it yourselves rather than giving it to the government and hoping you get it back. But for me, I'm okay with that because I just don't want to owe the government. I'm like, look, I don't want you saying I owe you money. So here's more than enough. And if I overpaid you, give it back. I'm just kind of like that. It's like, I don't want to do anything wrong. Just here, And I even at one point gave like a few hundred extra. You know how where you could actually tell them, because I love the whole squirrel away part of money saving. I love having money that I don't realize that got squirreled away all of a sudden a year later going, oh my gosh, I put that away, you know, for Christmas or Hanukkah or into bonds or whatever. But also, which I got to figure out how this works. Remember I told you guys that bonds are at about 7.1% now because of inflation, the I bonds, and they're going to go up again in May? Because if inflation goes up, the bond rate goes up. Well, you can only max $10,000 in bonds each year. But the only way you can add a little bit more money is from your tax refund check. You can put up to $5,000 from your tax refund check. So I kind of want then to have the tax refund to go ahead and put into some bonds. But that's just me. I'm definitely no economic expert. You know, if so, I'd have much better hair and had some plastic surgery. But we are being told that our tax refunds might be late. Apparently, the IRS is working diligently, but they say as of March 11th, they have issued more than 45 million refunds worth more than $152 billion, with the average check totaling $3,300. But there is a backlog, and there's going to be delayed refunds, held up processing returns. Some taxpayers had to refile because of corrections. And there's 3 weeks left in the 2022 filing season. Now, you know, it began January 24th. Last year, they extended it because of COVID. There might be another extension. April 15th now starts to kind of be the hypothetical date. But as of now, it's still April 15th until, unless, of course, it lands on a Saturday or Sunday, and then it moves to the 16th. Or 17th. So I'll tell you guys right now what it is. April. No, April 15th is on a Friday. Whoa. Well, I'm leaving town that day, too. So all right, I'll get my taxes done. But what's interesting is the IRS says they're prioritizing returns with refunds over those where a taxpayer owes money to Uncle Sam. Now, that's very nice, but I think if you're backlogged, just get them done. Don't be picking and choosing. Just don't cherry pick. Just Get everything done. Because if somebody does owe taxes, we need that money. I think that's very, very important. I mean, if you're telling me, Dahlia, look, you are getting a tax refund. Okay, I want to give it to you so you can put it in the bank. You know, but can you wait a week or two because we have these other people that owe taxes? I mean, I'm okay with that. But what I don't understand is the IRS dealing with what a lot of us business owners are dealing with, where their staff just isn't working, you know, to the capabilities that they can. So, for example, now, if you had an 8-hour shift and you were expected to go through, let's say, 100, I don't know, files or whatever, you get that done. But now with working from home, now with COVID, now with what we need to take breaks and we need to, you know, and I agree, we should have employee safety and employee breaks and all that. That's important. But I just wonder if the work output is less. I mean, we've had hundreds of millions of people in America before, and the last couple of years since COVID, we hear, you know, we're going to be late. Why are they going to be late? And my next question is if the money we have given the IRS to staff is still the same, and we end up hearing, well, we need more staff, I'd like to really know, you know, what is the work ethic of the people already there? I mean, that, you know, who is, I don't want anybody to necessarily be like, okay, you know, on you and hovering, but I'm just a little concerned that there might be this laxity or complacency. And, okay, you know what, you're working from home. If you can get through five, I'm good. We have billions of dollars being spent on government employees. And who is ensuring that they are working up to speed? Now, it could just be they say, well, some people might not have, you know, put their stimulus check. Maybe people made mistakes. Well, if this is slowing the IRS down, if people are not, you know, putting on their IRS form what they should do, maybe you should simplify the form. I've tried to do my own taxes years ago. It is confusing as hell. And it's not a simple form. There's all sorts of stuff. And I think they even got rid of the easy form. And so it should be, you know, yes or no. You know, have you had a stimulus check? Have you had two stimulus checks? You know, have you been, you know, do you qualify for the child tax credit? How many kids do you have? What was your salary? Did you donate to charity? There's got to be a simpler way to do this. But to me, this looks like the IRS is getting overwhelmed. And they already, you know, have billions of dollars of money and staff. And so something's not right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so very, very tragically, we've had another death off of a, I don't want to call it a roller coaster, but an amusement park ride. A 14-year-old was flung off the ride as it, I guess, plunged. And this happened in Orlando, Florida, at the Icon Amusement Park. So I thought we should kind of talk about some of these accidents that happen in these amusement parks, including Disneyland. It's scary to think that you know, these things still happen in this day and age, that there's, with all the safety regulations and protocols, but sadly, we still have deaths from, you know, something that should be exhilarating and fun. So it's the Icon theme park in Orlando. I do not believe it has anything to do with Disney. And he fell from a descending ride. The boy has not been identified. He's 14 years old. But there was a video right before the ride started where you don't see him in the video, but you could see the ride operator telling the group, look, guys, there's no seatbelts. and you have this harness that goes over you, so you hold on to the harness. They say one woman was worried about the fact that there was nothing more to keep them in their seats as the ride descended and asked if there was a seatbelt to clip them in. And the ride attendant said, there ain't no seatbelts. The ride went up in the air, halted for about 10 seconds, and then dropped. The boy fell out of the seat and landed on the ground. Somebody had thought it was a piece of plastic or something, and then they realized this was a human. So when they were back on the ground, a different park worker runs over and says, did you check it? And he insisted that he had. And she said, are you sure? So park employees first thought there was a piece of a ride that broke off, but then they sadly saw the boy lying on the ground. And this was just a cluster and a half. It's horrible. And, you know, many of these rides, I got to tell you, I was at Six Flags with my sons. This was a few years back. And you are only harnessed. And you're, I mean, maybe now they might have a belt. I don't remember. But you are trusting a piece of metal, a piece of plastic harnessing you, and you're upside down. And you are how many hundreds of feet up in the air? And I, you know, and my kids are like, oh, I can't wait to go back. And I'm like, no. And I went, not because I really, really love roller coasters, but I did not want my babies up in those roller coasters. And God forbid something happens, I'm like, I want to grab them. Yeah, like in a split second, would I be able to if I'm being flipped and, you know, hitting G's and getting, you know, unconscious myself? But I'm like, I can't let my babies be up there. And I mean, they were, you know, kind of preteens and teens at the time, but it scared the hell out of me. And so we really haven't gone back to Six Flags. I don't think Six Flags has had a lot of issues, but sadly these amusement parks have. In fact, that same park, apparently there was a 2020 issue where a park employee died while working on the Star Flyer ride. So this child that died yesterday, he died from the crush injuries from him, you know, being plummeting from the ride. So, you know, I looked at Disneyland because I remember somebody was decapitated at Disneyland. And I thought there was a decapitation on the Thunder Mountain ride, because this was like years ago in the 80s because somebody stood up. I'm having trouble finding that. I did find that somebody was decapitated on the Matterhorn. So Wikipedia has kind of a list of some of the things that sadly have happened. And I'm not just pointing out Disney, but you know, we don't have a lot of time, but Disneyland and Disney California Adventure are kind of one of the biggest parks. But apparently, there was the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which was formerly the Twilight Zone Tower Terror. In 2010, a 20-year-old man was hospitalized because he fell from the platform. He fell 25 feet. He was waiting in line to ride the attraction, but he climbed over a barrier, and then he lost his balance. Now, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, now the Guardians of the Galaxy, you have these, I mean, it's a tower, and you go up high. When you go up high, they open the door and they open the window, and you could see the whole park, and you fall. Scarier than heck. Kids love it. I giggle when I'm scared. So, you know, if you hear me giggling, you know, it's because I'm really, really scared. But, again, that, you know, this all happened in 2010, and it didn't seem to be on the ride. The Incredicoaster, which was former California Screaming, the California Adventure, there was a bunch of guests that got injured because the purple train rear-ended the red train. And then in 2011, 23 people had to be rescued when a person's backpack fell out and landed on the track. It caused the orange train to stop just after the loop, but before the next block break. Then it reopened 2 days later after the train was winched up the next hill. There were damaged wheels, but I don't think anybody got hurt. But then a passenger using a selfie stick, remember this in 2016, caused park officials to shut it down because selfie sticks could mess with it, but luckily nobody got hurt. But then 15 passengers were stuck. This is the California Screamin' or Incredicoaster. They got stuck because a woman's purse fell onto the tracks. Yeah, you got to do something. You can't be having your purse and your deodorant and tampons and things like that falling out. You know, I don't carry a purse to these things because I don't want them during the loop-de-loop to fall. On America Sings back in 1974, I don't remember America Sings in Disneyland, But apparently an employee was crushed to her death between a revolving wall and a stationary platform. And I guess she was in the wrong place during a ride intermission. And it was an 18-year-old girl that just graduated Santa Ana High School. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Back in 1998, a 5-year-old boy got his foot wedged between the passenger car's running board and the edge of the platform after the train paused before pulling to the unloaded area. Each toe in his left foot got amputated. In 2003, a 22-year-old man had died after suffering severe blunt force trauma and internal bleeding when the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad roller coaster derailed. I guess they thought it was a maintenance issue and not sure what happened with that. But the locomotive fell on top of one of the passenger cars, crushing the victim. 2004, one coaster train collided with another one parked in the station. The Disney Railroad, just the railroad, has had some issues. But Indiana Jones, this is interesting. In the year 2000, a 23-year-old woman from Spain got off the Indiana Jones ride, and she had a really bad severe headache. Apparently, she suffered a brain hemorrhage, and she died a couple months later of, they say, of a cerebral aneurysm. But my guess is she had the cerebral aneurysm and maybe it ruptured. And so it actually went to court, and the family sued them for wrongful death as because the issue was that they thought that the violent shaking and the stresses imposed by the ride caused her death. Disney did settle the lawsuit. It's a Small World. I love It's a Small World. But the ride broke down while a guest with quadriplegia was on the ride. The guest was stuck in the goodbye room, which was the final setting, where they say adios, adieu, all that. And then I guess he suffered because there's blaring music. I've been stuck in that. Where you're in the It's a Small World, and then you're stuck with the It's a Small World after all, and the music is loud. And it's loud as you're going from the outside to inside, and apparently he suffered damages from that because it was just so loud that he was stuck there. And then I guess there was a fire nearby that happened in 2015. The Matterhorn. In 1964, a 15-year-old boy stood up in the Matterhorn bobsleds and fell out. He said that the restraint was undone by his ride companion. He ended up dying 3 days later. This was the 1960s. In 1984, a 48-year-old woman was decapitated when she was thrown from the Matterhorn bobsled car and then struck by the next oncoming bobsled. Her seatbelt was not buckled. I'm sorry, guys. I know this isn't, you know. Space Mountain. 1979, a 31-year-old woman became sick. At the unload area, she couldn't exit the vehicle. They told her to stay seated. And I guess they accidentally sent her through for another time. She arrived in the unloading zone semi-conscious. Apparently, she was in a coma. We don't know why, but they feel that maybe it was a heart tumor that dislodged. That was back in the 70s. That's very rare. I ride Space Mountain. So apparently there was, you have these stops that are pretty abrupt, and so there was somebody else that later had some blunt injuries. So, I mean, I could go on, but the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, we trust our bodies to roller coasters all the time. Millions of people do it. And just kind of keep in mind that if somebody's not doing their job, you know, or somebody didn't do the proper safety check, it could be life or death. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden warned at the NATO summit in Brussels that a food shortage is imminent following the effect of sanctions levied against Russia coming to pass.
So talk about food shortages, and it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example.
Arizona, Oklahoma, and Kentucky all passed bills that would ban transgender youth from participating in girls' sports, the latest in a flurry of state legislation by Republicans on a heated election year issue. In addition to the Republican-sponsored Save Women's Sports Act, Arizona lawmakers passed legislation that would prohibit physicians from providing gender-affirming surgery to minors. This is USA Radio News. Iran's foreign minister claims that his country is ready to reach a long-lasting agreement with world powers, blaming the latest failure to revive Tehran's tattered nuclear deal on allegedly unrealistic visions by the United States. Speaking during a visit to Beirut, the foreign minister urged the United States to stop wasting time. Nuclear negotiations nearly reached completion on the deal earlier this month before Russia demanded that its trade with Iran be exempted from Western sanctions over Ukraine. Negotiators have yet to reconvene in the Austrian capital, and it's unclear exactly what hurdles lie ahead. Youth campaigners are organizing a 10th series of worldwide protests against climate change today, with many also planning to call for an end to the war in Ukraine. The Fridays for Future movement, inspired by Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, has called demonstrations from Australia to India and the United States. In Germany alone, 300 protests were planned, with the biggest traditionally taking place in Berlin. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you asked if we have any updates on Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. As of yesterday, we didn't. And I was a little nervous, you know, because they were really light on the details. We had known that he had flu-like symptoms and was admitted but put on antibiotics. And he was not ill with COVID. Antibiotics would be for a bacterial infection. So I was a little nervous about what this bacterial infection could have been. We were nervous with Bill Clinton when he was diagnosed with urosepsis. Sepsis could be pretty serious. So it was concerning, and I know a lot of us were a little nervous, of course, and praying. But he has been discharged from the hospital. He was there for about a week, according to the Supreme Court. He returns home, and he's 73 years old, and apparently he is going to participate still in some of the cases that he missed. The justice missed arguments before the High Court on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but Chief Justice John Roberts said he would participate in the cases using briefs, the parties filed, and the transcripts of the arguments. And that's what a lot of lawyers do. They go, well, let me see what happened. Let me take a look. Doctors do that, too. okay, well, let me see the scans, let me see the labs, and I'll give you my opinion. So it's okay. It's fine. No, nobody asked to cut his pay. Let him, you know, I mean, we were very patient with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You could be patient for Clarence Thomas as well. But it is, you know, concerning. He's 73 years old. And we have aging Supreme Court justices. Chief Justice Breyer is retiring, and has retired, to allow, and he was spunky. Man, he still had, I think he still had at least 10, 15, 20 years to go. But Biden needed to have a younger pick. There was a lot of pressure that this be done after Trump was able to pick three justices, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. So now Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is probably most likely going to be confirmed. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, I like her. I just have an issue with her not being able to, you know, have the cojones to come up with a definition for woman. I mean, of all the sort of academics and intellects out there to help navigate society, as they are having trouble defining what gender is, female, male, without getting canceled, I think she could have had a real moment there. Say, look, you know, I love that I'm a woman. I'm proud of being a woman. You know, thank you, Joe Biden, for saying that you want to have more women on the bench, especially, you know, black women. And you know, my being able to represent a woman, I guess a woman is me. A woman is you. A woman is you. We're women. I mean, there was a lot of things she could have done that wouldn't have just made us all go, huh? You know, and she said, I'm not a biologist. Okay, I'm sorry. I think Supreme Court justices are smarter than biologists. I was a biologist. I majored in biology. I'm a biologist. I mean, you are much more versed on languages and dialect and law than I. If we're having a problem defining the word woman, you of all people should be able to do it. But to punt it to us in biology, it was also insulting for us women. You know, you aren't representing us. If you're not representing us, we're going against Biden's wishes of having a woman on the Supreme Court. And I know people might be making a bigger deal of this than it is, but I think it is a big deal in terms of it kind of now forebodes or foreshadows what we're going to be up against. Because the Supreme Court is going to have to make decisions now on, do non-biological women have a place on a women's team? And if they do, where do women get to compete and get a chance to win? You know, are women equal to men? Are women not equal to men? Or, you know, do bathrooms, or is it unconstitutional for a bathroom to say female versus male? I mean, these are issues that the Supreme Court is going to have to face. So when you have a nominee who's a woman and was chosen because she's a woman, which I really disagree with how Biden did that, because she's more than a woman. She's more than a black woman. I mean, you know, she's very... she's, you know, very qualified, but Biden said, look, guys, I'm only going to nominate somebody who's, you know, a black woman. Then it kind of, like I said, it degrades all of us. And like, look, I didn't need you to decree it. Throw my hat in the ring and let me show you that I could be here not because I'm a woman. I deserve it. But it happened. But when she's there because of it, because of the woman card, and she can't say she is one and define it then that starts to kind of show you where the Supreme Court may go on this and where society is going to go on this. And as I've warned you guys before, this we're going to be kind of cornering ourselves in terms of our progressiveness. Are we going to be progressive that a woman should be nominated to a Supreme Court? A woman could be vice president. A woman could be president. You know, a woman, you know, deserves, you know, to have equal rights when it comes to, you know, the military and you know, can have. Or are we going to put ourselves in a position where, okay, well, then women need to be in the draft. All right, well, then women shouldn't be getting free gym memberships. All right, well, if then you know, are you a woman or a man? Are you, if you then, you know, who do we then nominate, you know, to the Supreme Court? So we're going to have to decide, are we going to use the term woman? And what is her definition? And so I noticed that generally we're trying to get more and more general. Well, those who are at a disadvantage, okay, first of all, define disadvantage. A lot of us have had disadvantages. Some of us are unhealthy. Some of us are poor. Some of us are discriminated against. Some of us are in an underrepresented minority. Some of us were not lucky enough to get into a good school. Some of us are Republican. Some of us are Democrat. I mean, what is the disadvantage? But and then you know, if somebody says, well, yeah, you know, well, women are disadvantaged. Are you saying there's something wrong with us? Yeah, we need to give you a handicap. We need to, you know, give you extra points. You know, no, women rock. Women are cool. We you know, we got this. Let us do our thing. You know, yeah, we might not have the exact muscle mass. We might not have the exact same strength, height, body build. Some of us might not have a penis. But, you know, don't feel sorry for us. Don't diminish us and what we're able to do such that you have to move mountains just to allow us an opportunity to show that we can help run the country. That's just me. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I was asked over the break, does Chief Justice Clarence Thomas, did he have pneumonia? Do we know what his medical condition was? Yeah, and if I could repeat, sadly, we don't have any of his medical issues. And he does deserve privacy, but I get we're all worried about him. You know, it's never easy to see somebody who has, you know, served their country for so long and is, in that 70-year-old age. It's, in my family, the 60s are a very, very rough time for cancer and heart disease. But, you know, in the 70s, it does kind of make us nervous, as well as African-American men are at high risk for diabetes, colon cancer, things like that. So, in terms of my opinion, if somebody was in the hospital for about a week, given antibiotics, it could be anything. It could be similar to what, Bill Clinton had, President Bill Clinton. Urinary tract infection, kidney infection that might have gone to sepsis. Could be pneumonia. It's March, yet D.C. still has cold winters, and they are still dealing with some flu-type issues. It could be an infection that he had. It could be, a sore, an ulcer. So there's a variety of things it could be. So I can't sadly guess, conjecture. So, if we do know any more, we will tell you. But I'm just very happy he's out of the hospital. I just don't like seeing any of our, I just don't, it killed me to watch what Ruth Bader Ginsburg went through. I know a lot of people are, let's just talk about that for a second, okay? We have, as Americans, really lost our humanity because of politics. I get that if you have a politician or a Supreme Court justice that has that power to really, cause things to be a complete 180 of what you think, this world and this this country, should be about and should, enact as laws. I get how it's a very passionate, concern that people have in terms of, oh gosh, I wish, that person wasn't there, or I hope nothing ever happens to that person. He votes the way I like to. And I really want to caution us all on not letting politics do that to us. Okay? I could not believe what I was hearing people say when Chief Justice Alito had died. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank the Lord. Why are you thanking the Lord? What are you doing? What, so there's a Supreme Court pick for Obama? Really? A man died. Same thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like, when is she going to die? When is she going to die? Well, we're talking about a human being. But we did this to ourselves because we have a politician, in a way, and they shouldn't act as a politician, but they do, that have lifelong sentences, or they have lifelong work contracts. And so you can't just vote them out. They are there for life. And if you don't like the way they vote, or if you don't like what they stand for, you're stuck with them for life. And that sadly brews that thought. And don't feel guilty if you have a fleeting thought of it. If somebody says, oh, that person's in that position for life, they're never going to leave. And you're like, well, so how do they leave? Well, the only way they leave is if they retire or die. Then you're like, don't feel guilty. But if you perpetuate that thought and you wish that it happens, you've lost. You've let them win. Who's them? The people that have this whole manipulative political game. I wonder if the people behind the politics, there really is that room of people orchestrating all this. And they want to see us fight. They want to see us lose our minds. They want to see us lose our humanity, lose our ethics. Because when you do, you lose. And so Ruth Bader Ginsburg fought multiple cancers. She was a very accomplished woman. I might not have agreed with most of her rulings and her decisions, but she was still a very, highly accredited, justice. And she had, done numerous work, and she served her country. And maybe the people, the power that be, they want to see people fall over themselves, or bring up something criminal. Or saying, oh man, somebody needs to take her out, or somebody needs to, maybe they want that so people get thrown in jail or they get sidelined. Don't let that happen. Now I understand it's a very stressful time. You have politicians calling for packing the court. Our latest Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, can't define what a woman is. Kept silent on the packing the court. I get why she kept silent. I think that was an appropriate answer, but because that is not for her to decide. It would be Sadly, it would be the House deciding that. I think it's a very bad idea because that means every administration we end up having, then, I mean, anybody could just at any time keep adding more, Supreme Court justices. I think that, I get that it's a very stressful time, and I get that a loss of a Supreme Court justice can change and tip a branch of the government. And if you are one to not be hip on some of these progressive changes that are happening, and the Supreme Court ends up ruling liberal on that, it could completely transform, education. It could transform, a whole bunch of things. Same thing with on the right side, or conservative side of things. I'm just frustrated that we have conservative judges and liberal judges. I am so frustrated that when you nominate a judge, it's a right or a left win. I don't understand why we don't have judges that are, look, guys, you know what? I'm going to go by the law. I don't care what the Republicans want. I don't care what the Democrats want. And I think that's probably the most frustrating part of it. I also think it's frustrating that it is a life term. Knowing that, because see, in the olden days, during the constitutional days, we didn't really have that much dementia. Because people died of heart disease, they died of cancer earlier. And we're going to talk about this. Is the life terms obsolete? Because now we have conditions that can really, affect a person's brain. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So just to recap, Justice Clarence Thomas has been released from the hospital. We do not have a statement. I went to the press site of the Supreme Court. I don't have a statement. All we have is a court spokesperson saying that he was released this morning. They've been very tight-lipped about, what's going on, and understandably so. I get it, because people are probably making bets and odds and licking at the chops that Biden could possibly have another Supreme Court pick. So all we know is he was hospitalized earlier this week with flu-like symptoms. He was admitted to Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, D.C. He had been tested and treated with IV antibiotics, which we usually give for bacterial infections. But from what we understand is not, he did not have COVID. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.